Olga Mary, an 83-year-old widow with no children of her own, has always wanted to work with young people. After a long career in law and investigative journalism, the opportunity to do that presented itself when she visited Nepal's Himalayas with some friends.
I was almost 60 years old, and I went into the mountains, and I was just hooked by the children that I saw. They were so, so, so poor. They were dressed in rags. They were filthy, so happy, so full of life. And at that time, they all wanted one thing, and that was to go to school. Most Nepali children did not go to school at that time. And I just had this sudden flash. Okay, I know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. I am going to send Nepali children to school.
Mary immediately got to work using her own money to help disabled Nepalese children get an education, providing them not only with scholarships, but also school supplies and uniforms. As the number of scholarships grew, Olga realized that her effort needed more structure. So in 1990, she founded the Nepalese Youth Opportunity Foundation. Last year, NIOF gave scholarships to more than 4,000 children. A second visit to Nepal resulted in a second mission for NIOF, nutritional rehabilitation homes attached to hospitals.
When I see a baby come in half dead, literally, you know, not able to even react to anything, just catatonic or crying all the time and looking as though they're going to pop off any minute. And then you go back the next week and they're starting to look up a little bit. The next week and they're starting to smile. And in an average of 5 weeks, they're running around like crazy and they're happy and healthy. That's pretty thrilling too. For $350, 5 weeks of hospitalization, saving this child's life and educating the mother. Good bargain.
We need more people like her, definitely, in this earth. And, you know, she's an amazing human being, you know. Who says, you know, one person can make a difference?
Santosh Baznet met Olga Mary when he was 9, a street child who'd had his injured right arm amputated. Mary took him to one of two boarding houses she had set up for orphaned, abandoned, and needy Nepalese boys and girls. Santosh, now 27, grew up there, learned English, got his high school education, and is now getting an MBA at a California college. It's all thanks to Mary's help. Santosh refers to her as his fairy godmother and calls her mom.
I wouldn't be here, essentially, had she not found me. I don't even know if I would exist, you know. Maybe I would end up in the street. I don't know what would have happened. I don't even think about it.
Many of the children Mary has rescued are intent on giving back, and Santosh is no different. He and some fellow students from Nepal started a program to help Nepalese refugees with their basic needs as they get settled in the United States. And they also set up a website to help other international students get acclimated at U.S. colleges. Olga Mary's latest mission focuses on young Nepalese girls. Poor families in rural villages often sell their young daughters into bonded labor for $50 a year. Mary started a program to give those families livestock that they could raise and sell to earn a comparable income without selling their children's labor.
Not one penny changes hands in this program. We give the family a piglet or a goat. We give the girl all her school supplies, her school uniform, and pay her school fees. Our aim was not just to rescue the girls, but to eradicate the practice, to turn the community against the practice.
So far, more than 4,000 girls have been able to stay in their homes and go to school. Mary knew that her program was successful the day several thousand traditionally passive and submissive village girls who would never think of going against their fathers demonstrated for their rights with a march and rally. Mary says she proudly walked side by side with her girls.
I looked around and there they were chanting and raising their hands, shouting these slogans in Taru, and I was shouting with them and raising my hands, and I had no idea what I was saying, but I was saying to myself, you go, girl, go! It was wonderful. It was really thrilling.
Mary splits her time between her home in Sausalito, California, and a home in Kathmandu. She says that no matter where she is, her priority is fundraising to keep her projects going. Her annual budget is now just over $1.5 million. Nepalese law forbids Mary to directly implement her projects, so a staff of locals carries out her programs. Dr. Angelo Capozzi is a retired plastic surgeon who is the co-founder and medical director of Rotoplast International, a nonprofit that reconstructs cleft lip and palate deformities for children in 18 countries, including Nepal. Capozzi met Olga Mary 17 years ago when she brought a burn victim to him. Capozzi has watched Nayaf grow through the years and says what Mary has accomplished is monumental.
I think she's a living saint. You don't have to be in her presence for a very, very long time to appreciate the passion that she has for what she does and the compassion for the girls and the boys that she helps.
In her lifelong quest to help those who need it most, Olga Mary says she has always been guided by two principles, justice and kindness.
If you can marry those two, it's the best of all possible worlds. And it's possible to do that in Nepal and possible to do that in your life. I have so many older friends who say to me, oh, I'm so unhappy. My children are grown. My grandchildren are grown. Nobody needs me anymore. What can I do with my life? And you always seem to be happy. And I say, go out and do something for somebody and see how you feel. The last 25 years of my life have been the happiest because I've found this to do. I get so much more from those kids than I give to them. It's just such a joy, a privilege to transform the lives of children.
Over the past 25 years, Mary has transformed the lives of an estimated 225,000 Nepalese children, rescuing them from lives of misery and need, providing them with security, education, and love. What keeps her going, she says, is seeing how her children blossom, as well as knowing that there is so much more for Nayaf to do. This is Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.